enthusiasm.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It is time for a feeling fine, a fantastic, a fabulous, a football Friday edition of Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers, it's Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you.
Oh boy.
You can join the big show by giving us a ring at 814-954-7266.
Who's playing tonight? It's a football Friday.
Oh, there's all kinds of, what is it, six NFL games on the,
tonight?
The docket tonight?
Tonight? Okay, I was thinking the weekend, but I mean the Steelers play
tomorrow. Right. Eagles play tonight, that's right.
Ah,
you got the
okay.
Eagles are in action tonight. Let me pull it up here. Got the Chiefs and the Seahawks tonight, the Titans and the Falcons tonight, Packers and the Colts tonight, the Eagles and the Eagles and Browns are tomorrow. That's right. That's the afternoon game. They're a 1 o'clock start tomorrow afternoon. Have fun with that.
Okay.
And then yes, a week from tomorrow we will have our first college football action of the season.
A week from tomorrow? Who's
yeah,
that?
Saturday.
What?
Traditional starting date for
okay.
Or is there a game Thursday?
No.
You might know more than I do.
I know, I don't.
I know
I know Penn State starts in 2 weeks. All right, that's what I know.
Yeah, I know Iowa State. Let me just see if there is anything. I think Saturday. Yeah, a week from tomorrow is the first college football action that I'm aware of.
Like real.
That's listed anywhere.
Okay. Like a real game. All right. Not a preseason.
Both Kansas teams are in action. Kansas State home with Iowa State. That'll get the season underway at 12 noon. A week from tomorrow, you have Kansas hosting Fresno State, Hawaii entertaining Stanford, Boise State. No, that's the following Thursday. Idaho State and UNLV.
Ooh, big one.
And Sam Houston.
Oh!
Against Western Kentucky. It's anybody's game.
Come on, Sam. You can do it, buddy. There we go.
We believe in you, Sam.
Okay.
Get her done.
Now, the other football, the one with the round ball.
Yeah.
All right. That
delve into Penn State had its season opener last night.
Now
we'll hold details on that.
But
good
for
game.
English Premier League starts today. Now just one game. All right. It's Liverpool, the defending champs, against Bournemouth. Now again, England is 5 hours ahead of us. So 5 hours ahead of us. So this is their version of Friday night football. I'm trying to think, what's the start time? I think it's 3 o'clock Eastern this afternoon, which in England that would be like 8 o'clock. So it's a night game. Okay. Otherwise, a lot of games tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you, Goon and I were talking yesterday on the Goon and Ironhead show. Heard 2 to 4 Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
What a coincidence.
We were talking about the fact that we will have two high school games under everybody's belt before September rolls around this year in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
And then he sent me, I get home and we're exchanging some text messages, and he's like, dude, Georgia starts tonight. And so I ended up watching a good bit of the Buford-Milton game last night, Buford winning it. But they're going to have three games under their belt before September rolls around.
I've mentioned this before. School in Georgia in particular, school in Georgia started last week.
Yeah.
Either the
I'm looking at a calendar.
Either the 4th.
Not exactly cool down there in August.
Either the 4th or the 5th. No, it's not cool down there at all.
So Buford got a couple of big interceptions and beat Milton 20-13 last night. Actually, pretty entertaining game.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, some school. Now, not many. Not many. Georgia, I think, South Carolina, Tennessee, I'm not sure about them, but they start school, like classes, they start school the first week of August, and then they wrap it up around the middle of May, and in between, let's say they have some rather liberal holidays. In other words, week-long, like fall break, winter break, spring break, so their school calendar is way different from ours, but in a lot of cases I've seen they have longer holidays like Thanksgiving all week or something in the spring for like spring break week. In other words, this is high school, like high school K-12 level, but they take longer breaks. But them to do that, they start the first week of August and go to maybe, I'm going to say, the third week of May. Something like that. Well, I don't know. Tradition, that's what they do down there. So, meanwhile, you got the other side of the coin. You've got New York and New Jersey in particular. I'm fairly certain it's a state law. You do not start school before Labor Day. You just don't. All right? And I'm thinking, I was just chatting with a New York friend the other day, and who's a teacher, and they will start after Labor Day. Now, that means their school year doesn't end until, like, the third week of June. Now, around here, we would just be horrified by that. But, yeah, there it is. All right? It just, you do not start school before Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Now, around here, except maybe for State College, that's what we used to do. Until the Grange Fair kind of rejiggered their schedule, and it's like, okay, now everybody gets to go a week earlier. So there we go. All right.
Yeah, I think most of the Sutter County schools, I know St. Joe's gets underway Monday, this coming Monday. I think everybody else is the following
after
week.
After the fair.
State College will start that Tuesday.
Well, actually, I tell you, I'll have to go online and check Phillipsburg's schedule. PO normally starts a little earlier than everybody else around here, all right? So it's kind of give or take. Again, in my old job, I primarily worked with schools, and again, I'd have to go online and check schedules, but I bet some of those schools start school next week. Probably, I'm looking at Wednesday the 20th. They probably start on Wednesday the 20th. Okay. It's coming, folks. The school year is coming. Get ready, all right? All right, we have an open line program. Lots to talk about here. Again, we'll mention our number. You can call in right now if you want, 814-954-7266. Weather for the weekend looks kind of warm and humid. Maybe a chance of a shower or storm here and there, which will once again probably miss my house because it has the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Like, hello, I'm waiting. My lawn is getting really brown. Now, that's not true. In shaded areas, it's still green. But out in the wide open, I was going to mow. Actually, I was going to mow a day or two ago, and I'm looking like, nope. Tomorrow, maybe not. Sunday, we'll see. Ugh. And I passed some lawns on my drive into the studio this morning. I mean, there is no green in those lawns. They are brown. Now, the great thing about grass is once we do start to get some rain again, decent rain, it doesn't take long. Whoop! It greens right up again. All right, so there we go. Did something last evening I don't normally do. But I thought, what the heck? Went to the Grange Fair. All right. Now, today is the opening day for the fair, like the first big day, and then it runs through next Saturday. Last evening, or yesterday, was moving day or move-in day. And last evening, they had sort of an opening ceremony, like, here we go! This is year, by the way, number 151. Wow, 151 years. I passed a tent last night. Now, again, if you've never been to the fair, you know, you're a State College person especially or whatever, take a day, take an evening, go to the fair in Center Hall. Just go, all right? It's not expensive. tons of food. Just walk around and you will be amazed. You will truly be amazed. So I'm walking through.
It's all healthy food, all really, really good for you.
Let me share.
Move on. Carry on.
We'll share that thought in just a moment.
Nothing else to see here.
So one thing I always do, I've got lots of friends there. I'm walking through the tent areas and so on. I walk past this one tent that was on a corner, and a family, and you know, these are family tents. And in some cases, they go back in the family a long way. And this one tent has a sign posted, like right in front of their tent or above their tent. This particular family apparently has been in this spot, that one spot where they've been tenting for the last 109 years.
Is it just me or is that a lot of years?
That's a long time. This one family has been in this particular spot. Now, no, the family is not made up of people that are like 140 years old. No, no. You hand this thing down from generation to generation to generation, and people eagerly do this. I just stood there. I should have taken a picture. I just stood there like, really? Wow. 109 years for this one family at their particular tenting spot. That's just incredible. Now, I think I've mentioned this before, although, again, I don't normally go on the night before the first big day. But last evening, I just thought, what the heck, I'm going to go.
You just did it.
I'm going to go. Now, my tradition has always been the first night I go to the Grange Fair every year, I get my ticket, go in through, I go to this one particular hot sausage stand. And I order a hot sausage sandwich with everything.
It's a wonderful thing to order at a hot sausage.
And then I woof it down, and that's supposed to mean good luck. All right, that's a good luck charm. So last evening, I get there, get my ticket, walk on in. Notice, not a lot of people walking around, all right, which, not a surprise. I go to this particular stand. I'm like, I'm walking to it. I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait for the hot sausage sandwich. Here we go. I go to the stand. There it is. And I walk up, and it's closed. Because on the opening evening, if you will, frankly, a lot of stands were closed. I mean, they were in place. They were ready to go. But they were not open. And I'm standing there like, oh, my gosh. I was panic-stricken. Oh, no, this can't be. This is bad luck. Then, thankfully, reason took hold. I did a quick little pivot. This place is open. So I walk over here, and I have some delicious food. A thank you to my friends from Miller's Hoagies. Free plug.
Hey,
Miller's Hoagies. Miller's Hoagies stand was open last evening. So I had, Mr. Ironhead, I had a double regular. Whoa. I'm a big shot. Look, he's got a funky look.
I usually go for the triple irregular. So, but I guess the double regular.
I had a double regular, baby. And that baby was gone in about 10 minutes because I was really hungry.
Yeah.
I've been starving myself for the sausage sandwich. So I go get the double regular. It's gone, all right? Had a lemonade. Okay, there's a bunch of lemonade stands across the fairgrounds. You know, this is like fresh squeezed lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
This lemonade was a bit underwhelming.
Huh.
Okay, not what I expected. I'm like, okay, maybe next time, I don't know, I might try another spot. You know, it's amazing what motivates us in any particular direction. Everybody was in place last night. The tents were all there. The trailers were all there. The stands were all there. But on that sort of, it's not really opening night, but it is. A lot of folks probably set up their tents and then went home. Because they're going to come back then today for the first official day. Boom. The entertainment starts tonight at the grandstand, all that sort of stuff. Expect a big crowd tonight and probably tomorrow night. Now, don't let that scare you off. All right. Plenty of parking and all that sort of stuff. Just go. Have a good time.
Do it.
And I think by early next week, the weather may break a little bit and get cooler. Yay.
Who broke the weather? Somebody repair that weather.
Yes. All right. Oh. Broken weather. So.
Oh, speaking of which, did you see, this is very good news. The bridge near Lamont, I think many of you knew it had a substance issue. The rehabilitation project has now ended. It's out of rehab, even earlier than expected.
Oh boy!
If you have a chance, get over there, give the bridge a pat on the back. It's completed rehab, and you know, quite frankly, it was one of those things. Do I say anything? Do I don't? You could tell the bridge was a little drunk some of the evenings. Ooh, I was crossing it. It's like, oh, bridge, you've got to get help. Somebody finally. I think it was PennDOT, conducted an intervention on the bridge, like, hey, we gotta get rehab for you. And the bridge has completed rehab even a little earlier than anticipated, and, they're gonna reopen.
Thank goodness.
Is really, really wonderful news. Good job on completing the rehab for the Elmwood Street Bridge over Route 322 in College Township. Thanks. Opened up officially, I don't know if it was official or unofficial, but it opened up around noon yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Good job on getting the rehab. Now, there's a couple of other bridges in the area that I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know one.
We got to get some rehab. They're
really?
Just, yeah, you can see it. They're not
well,
not in good shape.
Well, let's see.
Hopefully we don't have any relapses here. Feel good about moving forward.
Ooh, that could be a problem.
Yes, I think this bridge is on its way to a good, healthy
good.
Rest of its life.
That's great to hear. All right. Now, I'm from Penns Valley, all right, and I go to church in Spring Mills. They've been working on the bridge in Spring Mills since, what, May? They started in May. Folks, this is a little piddly bridge. If I pep-stepped, it would take me 10 seconds to get across this bridge. All right? But somebody designated, well, we've got to replace this bridge. Okay, it's a little piddly bridge. They started in May. We're told they're not supposed to be done till November. Meanwhile, you have to detour around, and it's a rather, we'll call it a significant detour, to get around where this bridge work is going. And I'm just thinking, why does it take 6 months to either repair or replace a little piddly bridge? PennDOT, you wonder why there are complaints about you? That might be a reason. 6 months for a little piddly bridge.
But they got done a month ahead of time on the Elmwood Street Bridge.
Well, let's hope that...
We got that going.
Let's hope the Spring Mills Bridge gets done by, I don't know, October. I guess that would be a month ahead of schedule, which I'm sorry. I think that's nuts. If they put their minds to it, they probably could have got this bridge done in 2 weeks. And for some reason, it takes 6 months. I don't get it. So anyway, all right. Later on, we'll talk of some political stuff, newsy stuff. All right. Now, you know, my friend the Arahan and I we're in the media business, and I noticed this yesterday, and it made me laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Made me laugh. Journalism today is not the same as it once was. It just isn't. All right.
No.
In a number of different ways. One way is these rather, I'll call them quirky terms that you see quite often in so-called journalism today, these quirky little terms, and seemingly everybody uses them. They're almost cliches now, all right? And cliche means it's been overused. So I noticed this one yesterday from the New York Times, no less. The headline, Four Takeaways from Taylor Swift's Rare Podcast Interview. It's the takeaways, four takeaways, five takeaways, three takeaways about what James Franklin said today. All right, that's almost, for me, that's almost a cliche. Takeaways. Takeaways.
I have two takeaways from last night's high school Georgia game.
Oh, you do?
Both interceptions.
Okay. That would be takeaways. A takeaway, yes. Yeah. So that's one I see, I think, a bit too often. Here's another one, and this is pretty much a newspaper thing. You have the lead, the story lead, and then it's, here's what we know. I was like, okay, we didn't used to do that in the old days. Here's what we know. How many stories have you seen that's part of the headline? Here's what we know. Okay, I'm glad you know some things. That's really great.
Well,
yes.
along those lines. Ladies and gentlemen, with this show, here's what we know.
Okay, that's
Thank
it.
You. Thank you very much.
That's it.
Appreciate your participation in this morning's program.
And then we have this third one, and I'm seeing this too often, and it's really a cliche. All right, something has happened, you know, some story has taken place, and the headline is says, let's unpack what's happened. And I'm thinking, okay, what, we put all this stuff in a suitcase?
That's right.
All right, let's unpack the story. And I'm thinking, okay, could we just get past the goofy cliche?
Oh, I'm missing a sock again.
Oh! That's doing it. All right, before we take a break, here's something I came across yesterday. Again, folks, there are websites now for everything. I mean, literally everything. And I came across this one. I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting. This website is called sparefare.net. Sparefare.net. And somebody put together this website. I'm assuming it's legit. What happens if you're going to take a trip somewhere? You have an airline ticket and something changes and now you can't make the trip, but you can't get a refund on your ticket. All right. In other words, you paid money, probably hundreds of dollars, for an airline ticket, and something comes up and now you got to change your plans, but you can't get a refund for your ticket because airlines normally just don't do that. Well, this website, apparently, you post your trip on the website and then somebody else can buy it from you. Now, I guess that's legal. You can do that. Now, of course, the dilemma, if you will, here is it would be for a particular, you know, location, like, okay, I'm going to fly from Philadelphia to London. Well, okay, well, that's the flight, Philadelphia to London, but at a certain day, at a certain time. In other words, you can't change the day and the time. You have to buy the ticket and go when that other person was going to go. But actually, it's kind of interesting. Rather than eat the fare, you know, and again, if it's, especially if it's something to, you know, Europe or another continent or something, or even if it's like from here to L.A. or something like that, you eat that fare. That's, you're talking hundreds of dollars. And they do the same thing for hotel rooms, apparently, this website. So, in other words, you've already booked a hotel room somewhere and your plans change, like, oh, I can't do that anymore, but I can't get a refund for what I purchased. In that case, well, apparently on this website, you post it, and then somebody else buys it. Now, the website makes a little bit of money on the side, okay? But the idea is, and you probably do not charge whatever it is you paid for it. So if it was, say, $400, you charge maybe $300. So you don't make all your money back necessarily, but at least you get something back. I don't know. I found that interesting. Sparefare.net. All right, so check it out. I mean, I looked it over. I'm like, all right, none of these interest me, but that's kind of interesting. And maybe I get a fare for somewhere I want to go for less money than if I had bought it, you know, straight up. Just a thought. All right, websites for everything. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have our sports segment. Yeah, a little soccer action last night. And then we'll have some open line time, fun in Alaska. Yeah, we should be in Alaska today.
Huh.
What fun. Another protest coming up. I got some information on that.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair.
Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a feeling fine Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you, and we take a check of the sports scene. Terrific battle last night in the season opener for the 11th ranked Penn State women's soccer team, but the Nittany Lions ultimately falling at Duke, the fourth ranked team in the country, 3-2. First half was kind of wild. Duke scored pretty much right away. Penn State answered right away. Penn State took a 2-1 lead. Duke tied the game, and it was 2-2 at the half. And then Duke got the only goal in the second half. Mia Minestrella had a header off of a corner kick, and that ended up being the difference maker last night. 3-2 in the 57th minute, the winning goal for Duke as the Blue Devils win it for Penn State. Couple of youngsters, sophomore Aubrey Culpa and freshman defender Hannah Jordan scored the Penn State goals in last night's game. So Penn State now off until this coming Thursday, when Penn State will play its home opener against St. Louis. That'll be an 8 o'clock kickoff at Jeffrey Field. Also, before the game yesterday, we learned that graduate forward Caitlin McBean of Penn State is on the 2025 Mack Herman Trophy watch list for the season. That honor goes to the top player in women's soccer. Penn State's Rocky Rodriguez and Christy Welsh have previously won that honor for the Nittany Lions. Penn State senior quarterback Drew Aller has been named to the Manning Award watch list yesterday. You know, do you think Arch Manning has a leg up? I mean, when your name
is Manning, yeah, that helps.
I'm just saying. It's like, huh, who could we have for the Manning Award winner? Hey, there's this fellow Manning over here. What do you guys think? just say that is presented annually to the top quarterback in college football. The Glenmore Eagles baseball team falling 2-0 to Sioux Falls, South Dakota last night. This is the team from Upper Euclid Township, just
suburban Philadelphia.
Yeah, just Chester County. Just a little north of Downingtown, and so they drop into the elimination bracket now. Sioux Falls, representing the Midwest region, jumped out to a 2-0 lead in the top of the first, and that was all she wrote. That was the only scoring in the game. The Pennsylvania team managed just one hit in the contest. Their shortstop, Ethan Herbing, singled in the bottom of the first, and that was it as far as the hits go. Very impressive pitching for South Dakota last night. So Pennsylvania, again, will drop into the elimination bracket now and see if they can make some headway there. First time ever, by the way, that the Glenmore Little League team has advanced to the Little League World Series. Not to be outdone. So we have a one-hitter from South Dakota. Japan threw a no-hitter yesterday. Ooh. A 12-0 win over Czechia.
One of those.
Yeah.
From Europe, yeah.
12-0. The victory yesterday for Japan. South Carolina routed Massachusetts 13-0. And Chinese Taipei shut out Mexico yesterday 3-0. Today's schedule, it'll be led off. And I do believe there was a typo on the website. Either that or I'll have to check the score. They have Vancouver versus Venezuela at 1 a.m. I'm pretty sure it's 1 p.m., which is the start time every day out there.
Yes.
Or maybe they've already played.
They're cramming these games in.
Pretty sparse crowd. But I'm pretty sure it's 1 o'clock this afternoon, Vancouver and Venezuela. Then at 3 o'clock, it'll be Washington facing Nevada. Aruba and Panama will square off at 5 o'clock. And then Hawaii will get its first game against Connecticut. That will be the 7 o'clock contest tonight at the Little League World Series in South Williamsport.
Yes.
Cole Caruso smashed his second home run of the season as the State College Spikes took the lead. But then they lost in the overtime tiebreaker to the Black Bears last night after the game ended 3-3 in regulation. Caruso with a 372-foot two-run blast for the Spikes. But again, State College ultimately loses that contest. And doggone it, West Virginia. I mean, come on. They sweep the series.
Ouch.
And it's not what we wanted at all. Mahoning Valley is up next. Three-game road swing into Ohio to take on the Scrappers this evening through Sunday. And then the Spikes will be back home next week. Philadelphia Phillies were 90 feet away from potentially tying the game in the ninth inning, but the Nationals hold on for the 3-2 victory. Two out, runner on third, Trey Turner battled during an 8-pitch at-bat, but he ultimately struck out, and that ended the game. The Nationals take it, and the Phillies have dropped three straight. That series will continue the second of four in Washington tonight. Pirates had a Phillies, by the way, still five games in front of the New York Mets. on top of the National League East standings. Pirates had a much-needed day off. Maybe just go ahead and take the rest of the season off. No, they're going to be back at it today. They'll open a three-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field this afternoon, a 2-20 start. The beleaguered Bucks are 51-71. That's like roughly 20 games under 500. They trail first-place Milwaukee by some 26 games.
Oh, is that it?
In the National League Central.
Okay.
The Cubs, by the way, are in second place, but they now trail the Brewers by 8 games going into this weekend series. NFL preseason action tonight. Tomorrow night. The Steelers will host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a showdown at 7 o'clock. Trying to build up a little bit of things.
Sure.
Eagles will host the Browns tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And Penn State's Guy Gadowski has been named the head coach for the United States Collegiate Select Team. They will be competing at the 2025 Spengler Cup. This was announced by College Hockey Inc. yesterday morning. Gadowski will be joined by fellow collegiate coaches Mike Souza from New Hampshire and Jason Lammers from Niagara. They will be the assistants for Guy Gadowski on this squad. It'll be the first time in the 102-year history of the tournament. It dates all the way back to 1923 that a team of top NCAA collegiate players will be competing. And Gadowski will, again, be heading up that team. This is the oldest invitational ice hockey tournament in the world.
Wow.
This is pretty cool. It'll be over in Switzerland. This will be over Christmas break, December 26th through the 31st. This is hosted by the Swiss professional team, HC Davos. And pretty neat opportunity. 25 student athletes will make up the U.S. Collegiate Select Team. The squad will be named at a later date and will feature players from across NCAA Division I men's hockey. Each conference will be represented on the team. And, again, more details on this will be forthcoming over the next couple of weeks and months, and that's just a really cool opportunity for Guy Gadowski and for the U.S. Collegiate players who end up making that team. Be definitely keeping an eye on that and having some fun following the team as it makes the trip over there.
Right.
And that is a check of the sports scene. Still no movement on the Cam Hayward front with the Steelers, still no movement on the Micah Parsons front with the Cowboys. All of the fun that comes with preseason NFL football.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to play tomorrow?
No.
Still, is he ever going to play in the preseason?
Not in the preseason.
Not a lick?
No.
Not once, not one drive? Mm. Okay. I think that's weird, but all right, that's fine, whatever. You still think your guy Paul Skeens could win the Cy Young?
Well, now we have more outings like the last one. But, yes, he's
okay. All right. What's his ERA?
We just need to stay away from the Brewers.
What's his ERA?
I think it's about 2-1 now.
About 2? Okay.
Yep, 2.1.
All right. Now, I'm an Orioles fan, all right?
Yep.
Orioles beat Seattle again yesterday, although we didn't get any real rain of substance here yesterday. It poured in Baltimore yesterday. They had a long rain delay. Because come on, get this. Because they were playing Seattle, for goodness sakes. And we're starting to run out of time on the calendar.
Some good base running by the Orioles in that one.
Just keep waiting and wait. We got to get this game in. We got to get this game in. Finally, they got it in. And my Orioles won 5-3. Now, he didn't pitch yesterday. He pitched on Wednesday. Orioles have a starting pitcher named Trevor Rogers. And he has been terrific. I mean, great. He won on Wednesday night, 7 innings, 1 run, 4 hits. His ERA right now is 1.43. I'd have to take a look at stats, which I have not done, about other starting pitchers in the American League, that have an ERA that low. I'm wondering if there's anybody. Rodgers has just been looking really good, which makes me cringe because, again, this year the Orioles are having injury problems. They've lost 1, 2, 3, 4 pitchers to injuries this year. Their closer, he's done again. A couple of promising starters, gone. It's like, please keep Trevor Rodgers healthy. Please, please. Do we have a burger update? Did you get a burger update?
Okay. I got to get.
All right, you look it up. We got the burger update.
Yes, I do have. They made the.
This is in Milwaukee.
Yes.
All right. Milwaukee has a 12-game winning streak, and a local restaurant there made a challenge that if they could do a 12-game winning streak, everybody in Milwaukee gets a free hamburger.
Yeah. So this is, it's pretty. Pretty cool stuff. George Webb Restaurant is the restaurant that offers the free burgers if and when the Brewers win 12 consecutive games. Now, this is the third time that the chain will be giving away the free burgers to everybody who wants them in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
The free burgers will be on Wednesday.
Next week.
Wednesday, August 20th. And this will be local time, central time, from 2 to 6 p.m.
Oh, my gosh.
The free burger vouchers will be available and distributed at their locations on Friday. So today. You can get your vouchers if you're out in Milwaukee, and then you turn those vouchers in on Wednesday between 2 and 6 o'clock local time. And we'll see. George Webb in 1987 was the first time. The Brewers actually won 13 in a row to start the season that year. And George Webb gave out 168,000 free burgers that time.
Oh, my gosh.
Then in 2018, the Brewers won 12 straight games between this was at the end of the regular season and then into the playoffs. And the restaurant gave out 90,000 free burgers and 100,000 burger vouchers that year. So 190 in all. They are, I think, conservatively saying that they are expecting to give out over 200,000
yes.
this time around.
I said 250.
Yeah.
250.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you got to get your voucher today, and then you can only get your burger next Wednesday.
Yep. And there's a four-hour window there.
Okay. Let's say it is 250,000 burgers. How do you give out 250,000 burgers in 4 hours?
Very carefully.
I mean, that's insane, isn't it? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
How are you going to do that? First off, where are you going to get 250,000 burgers?
I don't know how many locations.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't know if this is just at two restaurants or if this is spread over 12 restaurants.
No, it's a chain. It's like a regional chain.
Well, right, but I don't know how many restaurants.
Yeah, but I think they have more than two.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know how many that they have, is what I'm saying.
That's a lot of burgers.
But, yeah.
Whoosh. Yikes. All right, real quick, college football. I've been searching for this. Is something supposed to happen today? All right, social media is all wild about this.
Michigan?
Sanctions about Michigan.
Yep, today the NCAA is letting Michigan know what, if any, additional sanctions they are handling.
And the predictions are all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Some people say 5 years. Some people say nothing. And then some folks say something in between those two for that cheating scandal with that dude, picking up signs and all that sort of stuff. All right, so watch for that one today. And then I'm surprised you didn't have this.
Yeah.
The Associated Press this week has come out with their all-time football All-America team.
They have.
Guess how many Penn Staters are on the all-time All-America team?
Yeah.
The answer would be none.
That is correct.
Meanwhile, Pitt, oh my God, Pitt has three on the team. Now, granted, Larry Fitzgerald, fantastic player. He's a great player. Bill Frelick, great lineman.
All-timer, yep.
I didn't write it down who the third guy was. I mean, Penn, not Penn State, Penn has one guy on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's Chuck Bednarik, who was really good. Now, we're going back, oh, my gosh.
Hugh Green, by the way, was the
Hugh Green, that's right. I'm sorry. I blanked on who was a terrific player.
Fantastic.
He was great player, okay? Yeah. Penn had Chuck Bednarik. Now, that's going back to, what is it, 1940s or something like that? All right. Not one Penn State player makes the team? Seriously? Not one. And I saw this yesterday. It just reminded me of the line Joe Paterno was asked many, many, many years ago about college football polls. And his response was, yeah, they're great for selling newspapers.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently the Associated Press hasn't changed their tune much. So they come out with this thing, and not one Penn State guy makes the list. Really? Okay. Nice. Let's move on. All right, we're going to take a break. Now, if you disagree, you can call in later. Or who is a Penn Stater that should have made the AP all-time All-America team? Yeah, okay, right. Or some other stuff. We got lots of things to cover, so stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox, and we'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Hey, honey, what you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe, I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports.
Fox.
We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Feeling fine on a Friday morning. It's Jeff and Scott. Let's talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, 814-954-7266 is the phone number that will allow you to join the big show today. And this Friday, the 15th of August, just happens to be National Leathercraft Day, so go out there,
what?
You leathercrafters,
leather
and do
craft.
Your thing.
Okay.
It is National Relaxation Day.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yes.
No, it's not.
Just gonna
I'll prove it in a moment.
Just relax.
You keep trying. There you go.
Pass a little lemon meringue, which it's also National Lemon or Meringue Pie Day.
Ooh, I like that.
That'll help with the relaxation. And my favorite part of today, it is National Chant at the Moon Day. Chant at the Moon Day.
Okay.
From the website Days of the Year here. Chant at the Moon Day is a playful little break from the ordinary. People head outside, look up to the night sky, and let out a chant, a cheer, or even a silly howl toward the glowing moon. Hello, moon.
Okay.
It's not about being serious. It's about loosening up and having some fun. The idea connects to a special type of cherry that grows high in the mountains, said to be made sweeter by the moon. So this day mixes a bit of fun with fruit, and a sky full of stars makes the moment feel almost magical. But there's more to it than just shouting at the sky. It brings people together in the kind of way that doesn't need planning or pressure. You stand under the moon, maybe with a friend, maybe with a family member, and you just let the moment happen. It is about laughter, fresh air, and maybe, if you have them, some cherries. For a little while, the world just feels lighter. And that is the entire point. So go celebrate, chant at the Moon Day. They tell you you can gather in your backyard. Once the moon comes out, bring blankets and folding chairs and just hang out and chant, howl, do whatever you want at the moon. You can share those cherries, moon cherries, even better. You can play, get a playlist together with moon-inspired music. They suggest you could try a group bonfire or fire pit. That's just a good idea anyway. You can invite friends over for a moon picnic. And, go enjoy National Chant at the Moon Day.
Okay. All right.
We got that.
Watch out for this guy tonight, folks.
I'm telling you.
If you go to the Grange Fair tonight, I guess take a moment and
chant at the moon.
Chant at the moon.
Or something like that. It's also, and I'm not celebrating the way I should be. It's Hawaiian Shirt Day today, too.
Oh! I don't own one of those.
Oh, my
gosh. I need to get one of those.
I can let you borrow one of about...
Well, I don't want to borrow your shirt.
About 15 that I have.
15?
I love
Okay, well, then maybe. All right, there we go.
Big fan of the Hawaiian shirts.
Okay.
All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Did I hear you correctly? You have to be a fruit to be doing this?
I know. You just can have a little fruit.
Oh! I thought you said it had to be a fruit to chant at the moon. Well, either way. Hey, serious side, a friend of mine many years ago, and I'm sure a lot of people in the community would know this guy, Don Dietrich. He was forever known as Red. Was a long time hardware department manager for like 48 years or something like that, passed away in the last couple of days.
I
know a lot of people out there know him, and I would hope they have a good thought for him.
Well, yep, for sure.
All right, very good.
Best to the family as well.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Appreciate the information. Go out there
and be a fruit or something, or pick your favorite fruit. Where the heck did that
Well,
come
I'm
from?
Always a peach, so why would today be any different?
There you go. You're a peach.
The apple of our audience's
eye. I'm more like a kumquat or something. Anyway, I'm still looking at this AP all-time All-America team.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Not one Penn State player makes either the first or the second team.
Yeah.
Not one. Okay. Now, we would not be the only ones arguing. I think in South Bend, Indiana, they're doing some arguing over this. Apparently, according to a table in this story, Notre Dame has more All-Americans. This is an Associated Press thing. They have more All-Americans than any other school. All right. Let's see. Hold on. Where's that table? I lost it. Where'd it go? No, that's not it. There it is. They edge out Alabama. Alabama says here Notre Dame has 85 All-Americans. Alabama has 83. By the way, Ohio State has three guys
on the
first team.
Yeah.
Ohio State has 79 All-Americans. Penn State isn't even on this list for like total All-Americans. I'm like, really? Gosh, I guess I'm going to have to go back and take a closer look at this. Who should be the first team? All right, let's pick a position. Quarterback. Who should be the first team quarterback for the all-time All-America team? Now, I don't know. Do you have this in front of you right now?
I saw it.
You saw it? Okay, cheating. All right. Tim Tebow is the all-time All-America quarterback. Tim Tebow. There are people still arguing about him that, he was fake, that, he ran most of the time, and so on. But he was named the first team, top quarterback. And I'm thinking, okay, Tim Tebow. Now, Tim Tebow had a great college football career. He did.
Great college.
Now, when he went to the pros, not so much. Now, Vince Young, remember him from Texas? That's like 20 years ago. All right, yeah, when he was in college, he was great. Went to the pros, nothing. Some folks, what about Tom Brady? All right, well, Tom Brady in college was good. Can't say he was really great. Come on, we saw it. We're Penn State fans. We saw this. He was good. Wasn't great. He didn't get to be great until he got to the pros. All right, so, he's nowhere to be found in this thing. Tim Brown for Notre Dame is second-team all-purpose. Now, I saw that guy play. I saw him up close and personal playing against Penn State in great games in the late 80s and so on. Second team, the first team all-purpose was Johnny Rogers from Nebraska. Now, he was great.
He was
okay.
Special.
Now you're going back 50-plus years and so on. And that's maybe one complaint about this ranking. There's only, I think, three guys on this team from before, I think, 1970 There's only three fellas on here. All right, Chuck Bednarik, I mentioned him, and a couple of other guys.
Yeah.
And so the idea is maybe, okay, this is a little more recent. Dick Butkus is on the list. Okay, yes, Dick Butkus. Now, he was a guy who was great in college. He was great in the pros. Dick Butkus. I'm trying to think. Who was the third guy? We're talking going way back. Way. Where is he? Tony Dorsett is a second team running back. Archie Griffin, who won two Heisman trophies, is second team on this list. Now, again, the Ohio State fans are probably arguing, like, wait a minute, this guy won it twice. How does he not make the first team? I don't know, go figure, but it's like, and I could see some wags from Pittsburgh are probably making noise today. Yeah, Penn State, yeah, we see how many guys you got.
That's right.
We got a bunch. They had three first team, and then, let's see, they had some on the, I think they had one or two guys on the second team, too. Like, okay, whatever. what was that? Relaxation day? Day? Okay. Great for selling newspapers. Mm-hmm. Joe was so smart. Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. Jopa. Way to go, Jopa. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take our break here. I'm going to try to relax, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about politics. And it's all gonna blow away.
Okay.
All right. And we'll take some of your calls as well. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. Just relax yourself till we come back right after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Fox State College.
Let's talk here on a Feeling Fine Friday edition. Phone line is open at 814-954-7266. 1 week from tonight, the high school football season gets underway.
Here.
That's nuts. 1 week from tonight. 2 days from today, Sunday, the World Wrestling, World Freestyle Wrestling Championships for the U-20 contingent will get underway. Five wrestlers who have Penn State ties, either incoming or current Nittany Lions, will be among those representing the United States, which is expected to have a very good showing over in Bulgaria. So,
okay.
Mark your calendars accordingly. Lots of fun rolling your way here over the next week or so in the world of sports. Again, Little League World Series continuing in South Williamsport today through all the way through next Sunday. And we will give a personal report come next Tuesday morning after our show Monday. The Mad Turtle and I are going to head down and take in probably at least three games, and then we're going to kind of see probably how we're feeling, whether we stick around for that fourth game, which will get underway at 7 o'clock, which won't feature the Pennsylvania team now. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've had a few folks reach out, give some different tips on what to take, what to be prepared for, what to do. I had a couple people, hey, if you can find a yard that's willing to let you park there, do it. Otherwise, apparently it's a pretty good hike to get to the fields, although we'll be early enough, and I'm not overly concerned about that, but I appreciate all of the tips. If you have tips, I'm all ears here this morning. First time we will have ventured down for the Little League World Series.
Well, it's a bit of a hike, and I don't have permission for you to do it. my good friends at South Williamsport High School, you could park there. Now, it would be a bit of a hike to get up to the fields from South Williamsport High School.
Uh-huh.
But if you're willing to make the long walk, I don't know. They may close off their parking lot for all I know. I honestly don't know. But yeah, don't watch, park in the appropriate places when you go. All right. There we go. Interesting. Now, if you're a sharp-eared listener, all right, my buddy here just played Toxic by Britney Spears.
That's right.
Going into this segment. Yeah, this could be toxic. All right. 814-954-7266. We'd love for you to call in as we wrap up another week. All right, let's talk news and politics, because
right.
You folks love that stuff. All right, let's see what happens today in Alaska.
Let's do it.
I've never been to Alaska. Bucket list. I'd really like to go. I've seen those ocean cruises to Alaska, which look pretty cool. Like, very neat. Juneau, Anchorage, probably not Nome. That's a bit north, although, frankly, Anchorage is a bit north. I mean, it's a bit north. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin are going to huddle up today. I think this afternoon, our time. Now, I believe, I should look this up, Alaska is 4 hours behind us, I think. I think I got that right. So for instance, right now in Alaska, it's a little bit after 5 a.m. So they're going to get together. They're going to start talking. They're supposed to have a lunch, you know, all their two groups. There's going to be interpreters there to make sure they get this all right. La, la, la. Question is, what's going to happen? This is all about the war between Russia and Ukraine, which Russia started. Hello? Vladimir Zelensky from Ukraine will not be there, although they have talked this week. And if I understand this right, the basic gist of this gig today is setting the table for the next meeting, which would then include Zelensky. Okay? So don't expect, I would say, don't expect anything earth-shattering coming out of this gig today. And I saw one person who predicted, you know what, this thing could last 5 minutes, and then that would be it. I mean, Trump made a comment earlier this week. Now, granted, he's a businessman. He's a wheeler-dealer. He's made lots and lots and lots of deals, you know, business deals and stuff like that in his long career, blah, blah, blah. He made a comment this week. He'll know in the first 2 minutes if Putin is serious about peace and wanting to stop the war with Ukraine. He'll know in the first 2 minutes. Now, if that's true, then it wouldn't surprise me if this gig maybe is 5 minutes long and they both walk out. All right, now it may go longer than that. They may stick around for lunch. I would.
Heck yeah.
If somebody's, you know, I'm sure it's really good food, I would at least stick around for lunch, and then maybe after lunch, all right, this is pointless, let's move on. Hi, have a nice day. Go back home. No, Alaska still belongs to us, doesn't belong to you, so don't even think about it.
Oh boy.
All right, that sort of thing. So if this would only last 5 minutes, I mean, we're all going to watch to see what happens, okay? And will there be a second meeting? Okay, great. Maybe they won't say, well, it's going to be this date. Maybe not that specific. But if Trump can get Putin to a second meeting with Zelensky, now that's big. Now, it may turn out to be much ado about nothing, but that's big. All right, if he can figure a way to kind of make that connection. I'll be honest, I'm a bit more interested today in the media reaction, of course. I'm a media person, a media geek. And it'll be interesting. Let's say that this thing only goes 5 minutes, and Trump decides, okay, you're not serious, Vladimir, so I'm out of here. And he has done this sort of thing before. All right, you just get this vibe that, okay, this is pointless. I'm done. I'm not going to waste my time. Bye. And he walks out. If that happens, does that mean that this summit or this meeting is a bust because it only lasted 5 minutes? Well, the answer is no, it's not a bust. It's just, okay, I get the vibe right from the start that you're not serious about this, and so I'm not going to waste my time. And probably any good business person at that point would get up and walk out. Now, that takes guts to get up and walk out. Because if you walk in with the idea, okay, we want to make a deal. All right, we're going to get a treaty. We're going to get a ceasefire. All right, we got to get something today. And so this becomes a business deal, not a diplomacy deal. Forget that. All right. All the previous people, you know, from all the years we've had diplomats and bureaucrats and so on, these folks probably couldn't make a good deal to save their lives. And we've got the evidence to show it. We really, really do. We think about it. That's not Trump. And Trump, of course, is a very hands-on guy. I think a lot of these past presidents probably, when they were in similar situations, maybe with the exception of Ronald Reagan at least had some business experience in his background Again, I mentioned this the other day. Come on. Barack Obama, no business experience. Joe Biden, absolutely no business experience. George W. Bush, maybe a little. I mean, what, he owned the Texas Rangers baseball team? Don't I remember mm-hmm. that right? Or he was a part owner of the Rangers. Yeah. Probably not a lot of business experience. Maybe there, maybe. All right. And his dad, George H.W. Bush, politician and bureaucrat through and through. All right. These guys probably couldn't have made a business deal to save their lives. They really couldn't. And so when they would walk into a similar thing like this, it's like, okay, we've got to make a deal. I've got to walk out of here with a deal so I can wave it and say, look, I made a deal. All right, even if it necessarily wasn't a great deal. I don't think Trump, with all of his business experience, is going to do that. So this gig could literally last 5 minutes today. And then, okay, we're done. If they can get to a second meeting, with Zelensky included, that is a triumph. That is a good result. Now, of course, the question will be, for me, how are media types going to, you know, take a look at this? All right. Well, the meeting only lasted 5 minutes, so that was an obvious failure on the Department of Donald Trump. No. All right. No. If anything, I might. Yeah, I want to see the coverage today from some of these business channels. Now, that could be Fox Business, CNBC, maybe Bloomberg, and so on. I want to see how they cover it. Because, theoretically at least, those folks should cover it more from a business angle. And this truly is a business deal. It really is. Beyond just diplomacy. There, I'm snoring in the corner. So, follow your news. Let's see what happens with this gig today. If anything will come of it. Again, folks, you can feel about the Ukraine war any way you like. We've had protests here in State College, people waving Ukrainian flags and all this sort of stuff. All right. Russia, unfortunately, has an eastern chunk of Ukraine. They're not going to give it up. They're not. Otherwise, this war for the last 3 years was pointless. They're not going to do that. Ukraine wants to go back to the way it was. That's probably not going to happen. So, again, we want to support Ukraine all we want. That's great. But, unfortunately, the reality on the ground speaks differently. I hate saying that, but it's true. All right, let's take a call right here.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, you guys recall when those folks put the missiles in Cuba?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
And we got all upset about it. Did you guys hear the backstory of that? I guess that happened, 60 years ago.
I was going to say, you're talking 1963. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I only heard the backstory recently because that's the nature of history. I had a history teacher that said, if the story ain't 50 years old, you're likely not going to get the truth just yet. But I heard the backstory was that we had placed missiles in Turkey on the border of Russia, or at that point in time, the Soviet Union.
Allegedly, yes.
Well, I say that's why we have history.
We had military assets in Turkey. Now it was kind of hush hush. Like, okay, what do they have?
Well, there, allegedly, the Vatican had negotiated that agreement behind the scenes with the Kennedy administration.
Yep.
And both sets of missiles were withdrawn in the world. Put the clock, the nuke destruction of the world clock back 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying is this Ukraine thing is just not about Ukraine. That's why these two superpowers are meeting today. For most of the folks on the earth, it's about avoiding a nuclear holocaust. So we got to get people talking again. So that much is happening. Irregardless of what happens today, so that's positive news.
Yes.
And with regard to business, there is a long history of frustrated business between, this goes back to when Russia was Russia, but before the Soviet Union. There was talk of making highways and tunnels to connect Alaska with Russia and to do commerce. And all that stuff gets frustrated because it's against other people's business interests. I don't know. But, yeah, it is interesting times. And we're talking about exploration of that whole Arctic Circle. And when Trump talks about land, I'm wondering if he isn't talking about inviting Russia into maybe exploring some of Alaska, opening up deals.
Why don't,
we'll see what happens to
if it's our land, why don't we just do that?
Well, ask Saudis, why do we go into their land and, you know, I guess I'm getting at, yes, it's our land and it's your land, but these corporations are global.
Okay.
They're the ones that explore all this stuff.
Well, I'm trying to think.
I don't think they wear just one flag.
The Russian one is called Gazprom, which is an oil firm.
Yeah, they probably have some expertise in getting stuff out of frozen soils.
Which allegedly is starting to unfreeze. Okay. All right.
That.
Climate change and all that sort of stuff.
It unfreezes. It just doesn't stop. Do you remember? This goes back to the 70s. We first put the pipeline in. And we didn't quite appreciate the tundra. And once you remove some of that, I forget what they call it. It's a vegetation that acts like insulation to keep all that ice from melting during the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
So if you disturb it, and it exposes all that stuff to, I guess, melting and erosion.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
So, yeah, they may be better. You know, I recall some of those stories. We didn't do such a good job when initially put those pipelines in back in the 70s. Yeah.
Well, I think we're in agreement on one thing, and it's something I've said a bunch of times, and I still don't understand how some national talking heads still don't get it. I'm stunned after all these years. They still don't get it, and that is everything that Donald Trump does as president has a business angle to it.
Right.
Not a business angle for himself. That's what some wags will come out and say. Oh, this is all about enriching himself. No. It's about us, U.S. Everything this guy does, every political move, every foreign relations move has something to do with business.
And what I like about most of his business, he's talking about steel, concrete, minerals, fossil fuels, solar panels. You're not talking to just pyramid schemes and financing. So, yeah, the time has come. We got to – I've said this more than once – yeah, we got to actually make stuff again.
Yes.
If not for any purpose other than the fact that we're not very safe right now and we can't keep our ammunition stocks up.
Yes. Yes. COVID really brought this home for me. All those shortages of things we had 5 years ago, we finally got the realization, how much of our stuff do we actually still make? And the answer is, not very much.
That's right. That's
and some future emergency, God forbid, like a war, that would be really bad.
We had the medical war, and we didn't have any antibiotics or even masks on. I remember I told just before too, my wife and her sewing circle got making masks, and they were inserting pieces of filter paper into the masks they made to kind of act like an N95.
That's interesting. All right, we got to move on, but thanks for your call. All right, we've got to bring more manufacturing back here. Now, I know that rubs some people the wrong way, but, you know, Apple makes an announcement, last week? They're going to do more of their manufacturing here. We should all be cheering, okay? All right, computer chips from Taiwan? Do we really want all our computer chips from Taiwan? No, nothing against Taiwan. They're friendly to us. But there's big old China sitting right there like, okay, Taiwan, we could take you in a week. Now, maybe that's not true, but they could try. And then we'd be screwed. I mean, royally. This whole thing with rare earth minerals. We get most of them from China. Who thought that was a good idea? Come on, folks, common sense, for goodness sakes. Bureaucrats set this up. I bet the bureaucrats, again, are just going bananas because the business people are, like, taking over. They hate that. They despise that. Well, good, because we need this sort of stuff. Now, if you disagree, we'll take a break. You want to call in? Please, we'll give you the floor. But we've got to do this stuff. When we come back, there's another national protest set for tomorrow. Oh, boy. I've got some thoughts here and a quote that'll make you think. All right, so stay tuned for that. We're going to make
you think on a Friday.
We're going to make you think.
Trying to kick off the 3-day party weekend.
Okay, Mr. Peach or whatever your name is. All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Hey, make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning as we kick off the three-day party weekend. Jeff and Scott with you. And again, the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266.
Do you have something? Otherwise, I'm going to go.
Go ahead and go. My stuff can wait.
I've been thinking about this for a couple of days, all right? Let's make somebody angry. Now, that's never our intention, but it just sometimes happens, all right? Because anything political, people go bananas. I'm going to start with a quote. Now, I found this quote on social media, which immediately I'm skeptical. Like, okay, really? Really? So I did my research. By the way, I really like AI. I'm starting to become a fan. Not some people. I saw some blurb. All right, ChatGPT just recently upgraded. That's now version 5. All right, it was version 4 or something. Okay, they just recently made it 5. Now, normally an upgrade's a good thing, right? All right, hey, we've got an upgrade. Yay, that's great. Apparently, some folks around are not happy about this upgrade, because they had the prior version, I guess 4, and they've created what's called a chatbot, which is like a digital person. And the digital person you talk to like a person, and it could be a lovey person.
Oh boy.
It could be any other kind of person, okay? And so these people set this thing up to these people, like you're going to date a digital person, which I still think is really weird, but anyway. Apparently, when ChatGPT upgraded to 5, all the prior programming kind of went away, and now hi, how are you? In other words, it's not they've made it impersonal again. They took away all the personal stuff and made it impersonal again, and some people are just outraged. It's like, you stole my girlfriend! Sorry. Why don't you go get a real one? Okay, there we go. Just anyway. So when I see stuff on social media, I'm a little skeptical. And so I searched for this quote, and this is a real quote. I'm like, okay, good. Who said the quote? Now, there's where the argument ensues. One version says that Warren Buffett said this quote. Now, if you know him, he's the famous investor, businessman, Oracle of Omaha, really smart guy, made tons of money, Berkshire Hathaway, all that stuff. Another version, though, says that Bruce Lee said this quote. Now, he is the martial arts master movie star from like 50 years ago. And I'm thinking, no, wait a minute, Warren Buffett, Bruce Lee, you can't figure out which one of these guys said the quote? These are two very different dudes. So I did a little more research, found multiple places that said probably neither of these guys said the quote. It's a quote. It's a real quote, but probably neither of these fellas.
It was actually Mother Teresa.
Actually, Mother Teresa could have said this.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't see Mother Teresa listed anywhere. So anyway, here's the quote. Let me read this quote because it caught my eye. I'm like, yes, I agree with this quote 100%. Here's the quote. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is restraint. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't even know why would you even say that when I'm around?
Okay.
That's nothing to do with me. Yeah.
Oh, man. I knew you'd do that. What a quote. We should make posters of this quote and probably put anonymous, because we really don't exactly know who said it, because it's genius.
So is the protest this weekend to protest this quote? That's Bruce Jenner, by the way, that said that.
Who?
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce
the
Jenner?
1976
no, it's not Bruce Jenner. No.
Performance at the Olympic Games.
Or any other name. No, that's
not. It was a surprising quote at the time. I remember... Watching, I was 7 years old, watching the Olympics, and It's like, well, that is a quote that is just outrageous.
But it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Yes, it does. We should make posters out of this quote. We should post them in schools. So, you know, kids see them. They don't go get all wound up and crazy. We should put them in businesses. We should put them in the halls of Congress and Harrisburg and so on. All right. We should put this quote everywhere. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very true.
So don't let that happen. Now, here we go. Another national protest tomorrow. Well,
yeah.
Sort of national protest. All right. And again, we've had a series of these this year. Okay. And I've said before on the show, why are you doing this? You're just ranting, raving, and raging. What good does that do?
It's because we all think that Michigan should be held more accountable for the cheating scandal.
Yeah,
and, yes, everybody is nationally, we're going to protest and say there should have been greater sanctions handed out, actually, in the immediate aftermath of the scandal.
Well, that announcement, the announcement's today, right?
Yeah, protest.
So the protest could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
About Michigan.
Yeah.
So there we go. Now, this protest tomorrow is called Fight the Trump Takeover. It's all about this redistricting idea that they want to do down in Texas. And now California has come out, and Gavin Newsom, their governor, has come out and said, okay, well, we're going to do our own version. All right, and we're
going to believe Trump has been able to get Republicans to try this new thing called gerrymandering. Out of nowhere, he pulls this out of thin air and tries to change things up politically. It is outrageous that Donald Trump is doing this. Democrats who would never do such a thing are right, clearly, to fight this. This is just this is all a political game that only Republicans have participated in. Well, no, nobody's ever participated. It's a new phenomenon, is the way you would think this is playing out if you listen to some of the media reports.
It's a new phenomena if you do it in the middle of a decade.
Mm-hmm.
That has never happened before. Nobody's ever tried it, as far as I know. And Texas wants to try, apparently. And so they've had this dust up. If you follow news, you know the story. And so now California's all wound up, and so they want to do it sort of in the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
Newsom wants to have a special election in November, I guess, so that California goes and does this.
Really? They're going to try to skew things in the liberals' favor out in California, are they?
The one thing California has, they have the most people. They have the highest population. They have the most House seats of any state. And so, if you will, they've got some wiggle room, so to speak. All right, they could actually do it. A lot of other states, I mean, to my knowledge, nobody's talking about this in Pennsylvania. All right. Now, granted, our population is not booming and so on. I don't think there's any wiggle room in Pennsylvania to try this maneuver. In Harrisburg, it's essentially 50-50. 50% Democrat, 50% Republican. So right there, the idea will never get off the ground. In places like California that lean to the left, or Texas that goes to the right, they could possibly try this. All right, and apparently they're going to. But before that, they're going to have this protest again tomorrow. Now, it says here this is 50 events across 20 states. So, in other words, this won't be everywhere. And maybe it's going to be in states that might actually try to do something. And again, to my knowledge, maybe there will be a protest in State College tomorrow. The Allen Street Gates, always the popular spot. Maybe people will show up. I think it'll be pointless because, again, here in Pennsylvania, that's not going to happen. But, you know, hey, if folks want to do that. We had that story earlier this week about paid protesters. There's actually a company that provides protesters for hire. So you pay them and they get people and they show up at your gig and they pretty much probably do whatever you tell them to do. They'll do whatever it is, just make sure they get paid. Okay. Crowds on Demand was the name of the company. paid protesters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay. Here's a quote from Ken Martin, who is the chairman of the Democrat National Committee. Now, he actually said this, I guess, earlier this week. All right. Now, do you remember that earlier quote I mentioned? All right. The earlier quote, if you let people's words control you, they're always going to control you. Is that what you want? And so here's Ken Martin's quote. Now, again, folks, on this redistricting, you can be yay or nay. All right. You figure out what side you want to be on this one. Okay. Here's the quote from Martin. All right. He says, quote, Trump knows the only way he can hold a majority after his budget betrayal is by changing the rules in the middle of the game to avoid accountability for ripping health care and food away from millions of Americans. Okay, you get an idea how Mr. Martin feels. Ripping health care and food away from millions of Americans. Now, this goes back to the big, beautiful bill and people that are on Medicaid that maybe shouldn't be, because they could go out and get a job and earn money and pay for their own health insurance. And then the same thing for food stamps or SNAP. They could go out and get a job, earn money, buy their own food, not just get food from the government all the time. And folks on the political right, their thought is there is a significant number of people, that's who they are. They're able-bodied. They could go get a job, make their own money, so that they don't have to keep pulling from the federal government dole. Now, for folks in the political left have taken the opposite tack, like Mr. Martin. We are ripping health care and food away from millions of Americans. Now, folks, if you allow yourself to be controlled by words, well, then guess what? You'll be at one of these protests tomorrow, ranting, raving, and raging. Okay? I guess my only thought on this is this, all right? There's short-term and there's long-term. Short-term thinking, long-term thinking. All right, this whole thing with tariffs, we've mentioned before. Short-term pain, long-term gain. So in other words, reset a lot of trade deals so they're much more beneficial to us as opposed to China, European Union, Vietnam, a lot of these other countries. And we got trade deficits seemingly with all of them. Well, why is that? That shouldn't be happening. Never should have been happening, but there it is. All right, you got to remake the trade deals. It's going to take time to kind of do a reset. Short-term pain, and yes, I went to the Grange Fair last evening, just to, you know, walk around and so on. Not to scare you, but one of the things I noticed, it looked like the prices for a lot of things were higher than a year ago. My hot sausage sandwich, which I did not get yesterday because the place was closed, but they did have their prices posted, and I couldn't help but notice it looks like that sandwich is a dollar more than it was a year ago. I went past a stand for a funnel cake. I love funnel cake. Oh, funnel cake. Love it. And these folks need to do something, though, with this sign at their stand. It was last year's funnel cake sign. And over the price of the funnel cake, if you're just getting a regular funnel cake, it's $8. Last year, I think it was $7. And they pasted a number 8 over the number 7. I'm like, okay, could you make it even more obvious that you raised the price of a funnel cake?
Oh, boy.
It's like, you got to get a new sign. That looks bad. That just looks really bad. The price for lemonade was up a little bit than from a year ago. All right, short-term pain, long-term gain. All right, that's the thing. But if you think about this big, beautiful bill, if the Republicans that passed this gig, if they're wrong, okay, about the Medicaid and the food benefits, the SNAP stuff, all right, again, allegedly, millions of folks are going to be told, hey, come on, you're able-bodied. Go get a job, make your own money, you know, pay for your own stuff like everybody else does. All right? That's their assertion. And then by doing that, then the cost for Medicaid comes down, and the overall cost for food SNAP benefits comes down, which I think would be a good thing. All right? Again, the federal government's deep in debt. We got to change that. We can't keep going down this road. If Republicans are wrong, and we literally are, I mean, people are going to die next year because they lost their Medicaid, like lots of people, and people are going to starve next year because their food benefits were taken away from them, and somehow nothing else changes. Folks, common sense that the Republicans are going to get killed in next year's elections. They're going to get buried if what these like people like Ken Martin, if what he says is true. All Ken Martin needs to do, DNC chair, is just sit tight, let this thing implode, and then in 2026, it's a Democrat tsunami. All right? They'll take over everything, and the last 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency would be a total waste. So, Mr. Martin, buddy, you should just shut up. I mean, really, just be quiet. Let this thing just crash and burn, and then next year, there you go. You've got all the ammunition you need to retake the House, retake the Senate, take over Washington again. Just sit on your laurels. Just sit tight. All right? Otherwise, we go back to that quote I shared earlier. Let me pull that up again. Folks, this is like words for life, no matter who said it. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is restraint. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. Words of wisdom. Now, I don't know if they're going to have a gig at the Allen Street Gates here tomorrow. They might. This says 20 states, not 50 states. So I couldn't find a list. Like, here's where it's going to be. Obviously, big cities. All right, they're going to be doing something in big cities. That's where there's a lot of people. That makes perfect sense. Maybe there will be something down at Allen Street Gate tomorrow. Again, follow your news outlets that you prefer and see if people, you know, show up and do something. But if they're out there and they're holding their signs, probably some with the F word on them again, and chanting and ranting and raving, it's like this quote needs to be, like, handed to every single person at the Allen Street Gate. Just hand them the quote. And this is not a political leaning thing. This is a what you're doing is pointless thing. Why are you doing this? All right? Again. Now, again, we'll take a break here. I realize I just made somebody absolutely over-the-top furious. And maybe they're calling in right now. All right? So we'll hold the break. Let's take the call here real quick. All right.
Good morning. You're live.
Oh, we lost him. All right. So close. We'll take the break. You can call back in.
Yes.
Because we'll have a few more minutes. It's just, folks, think. That's it.
Why is everybody always telling me that?
If you want to hate Donald Trump, fine, go ahead. But think a little bit, not just react. We got a real problem with that, one man's opinion. All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll have a few more minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
Yeah, you think I'm just going to take a break now?
Yes.
That's going to be it for the segment?
Take a break.
We're going to come back? That's what you think?
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever.
Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
One final segment for the week. It's Let's Talk. And again, the phone line is available, but you already know that, at 814-954-7266. And we say good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, I'm back, and I'm all for logos. And unfortunately, there's a big chunk of us who don't believe it. I'm old enough to remember they said, don't tell me about your logic, your argument, your reasoning, because one, it may not exist, and two, if it does exist, you can't communicate it. Tell me about your feelings.
That's what we've been told all my life.
Who told you that?
And I've started with Descartes, and then you have a heresy in the Catholic Church called modernism.
And people would go off to university and get various degrees and teach in a public school. My eye is on D.C. So, I don't know if you're familiar with this. If you get a DUI, let's say you went through a difficult divorce and you kind of went off the rails and you got caught drinking and driving, and then you do your 6 months, and then you're told, okay, go get a job, come see us every month, probation. Guess what? It's really hard to get a job. And then if you look at people who may not be necessarily criminals, but they're treated like criminals because they have mental deficiencies, I guess what I'm getting at is I kind of like what Trump's doing with D.C. Now, he's only got 30 days, as I understand it. I don't know what happens with him.
Well,
another executive order every 30 days.
Exactly. He could do a second executive order the moment after the first one expires. And there's nobody can stop him.
So what we need to get back to your hatred of bureaucracy... it's not a simple fix. I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, we've been using our criminal system to deal with a large segment, and it seems to be a growing segment of our population that has mental deficiencies. That's the term I use.
Okay.
And then they have difficulty finding work, housing, so they become homeless. And... yeah, and then people are going to look at, well, what are we going to do with them in a year and a half? Hey, you're 35 years old. Why don't you have a job? You're better shape than I'm in.
But the guy or the gal has a deficiency or has a history. Nobody wants to employ him.
So I'm wondering if Trump isn't going to – it's got to be at least a two-part approach. So he's got to get them off the streets for their own well-being if they have addictions and whatnot. It takes, from what I'm reading, it takes about 6 months to start to get your mind rewired if you're on opioids and heroin and all that favorite stuff. And then it's a long slog. They've got to be taken off the streets. They've got to be housed. They've got to be put into a safe environment. And then we've got to... you know, do what we, I don't think we've done a very good job, integrate these people back into society. So I'm hopeful. And I think D.C. might be the pilot study.
Well, there have already been some stories that if this is successful in D.C., it's going to get tried in some other places. It's going to happen in some other cities. Now, it won't go down well. It won't go down well. It hasn't gone down well in D.C. Some people are obviously politically very unhappy about this. But the question is, will it solve the problem? If it does, it's going to get tried elsewhere. So,
right, because, well, unfortunately, there's some folks who can make a pretty good living in chaos. But for most of us, we're not cool with chaos.
All right. Well,
yeah, true enough.
Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. I did all the talking. What do you think? We had a couple minutes. Come on.
You chime in. So my number one takeaway from that call is, and this is something that I think we all struggle with, and I understand why we struggle with it, is we want there to be a ready solution. All right, we have problem, like most of us are wired, right, that, all right, we have this problem, this is how we solve it, let's go about doing that, and then you get the resolution and you move on. When it comes to some of these societal issues, you know, some of the violent crimes are a great example. There are folks that are like, you know, well, we're coddling these kids. Well, I think that is part of the problem. I think these kids are not being taught consequences at an early age in their houses. Well, why isn't that happening? Well, part of it is, not saying this is all of it, but yeah, there's a lot of fathers that aren't around. We have a lot. Well, study after study. I mean, it is pretty darn conclusive now that, yeah, not having a father around makes it very difficult for young boys especially, but for youngsters to grow up healthy, happy, all of that without any issues. Are there exceptions? Yep, I'm sure there are. But generally speaking, having a father in the home, having two loving parents, very important, involved parents. Now, can they be over-involved? Can you have, you know, wow, we're going to make sure Johnny never ventures out of the yard? Yep, that can happen too. But part of the solution here is that it does need to be multi-pronged. It is looking at the mental health issues. It is looking at family life. It is getting a good education that gives you an opportunity. And yes, if you slip up, part of the prison, what prison should do is for those that can reform, and that's the overwhelming majority of folks, let's reform them and get them back out there and be productive members of society. We'll pick this up next week. Folks, have a great weekend.
See you at the fair.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox. Hey.